الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a door. And that door is the door between Jannah and Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps this door open as long as our eyes are open. Figuratively speaking, meaning as long as we have shaur and hosh and the ability to act. And that door is the door of tawbah. So therefore, there are two aspects to this which I want to remind myself and you. Istighfar wa tawbah. Istighfar is to apologize, is to be sorry, is to be contrite, is to repent for something wrong that we have done. And tawbah means to turn around, turn towards. So we make istighfar and then we do tawbah towards the good thing, towards the right thing. So istighfar and tawbah, this is the door of tawbah. A man came to Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayh and he said, there is no rain. The sky does not rain anymore and we have difficulty. So Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayh said, make tawbah. He said, make istighfar. Another person came and said, I am very poor, I have difficulty in my life, what shall I do? So Hasan Basri said to him, make istighfar. A third man came and he said, I have no children, I want children, my wife is not able to conceive, what shall I do? Hasan Basri rahmatullahi said, make istighfar. Three different things. There's no rain, poverty, no children. Same solution, make istighfar. So some people, his students, people who were there, they asked him, they said to him, Yasayidi, why, how is it you gave the same solution for all these three different things? He said, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nur, he said to the people, in the word Nuh alayhi salam mentioned this thing, Yursili samaa alaykum midrara wa yumdidkum bi amwalin wa banina wa yaj'al lakum jannatin wa yaj'al lakum anhara. The meaning of the ayat is that he said, ask forgiveness of your Rabb. Ask forgiveness of your Rabb. Innahu kana ghaffara. He is the one who forgives. Yursili samaa alaykum midrara. And he will send you rain from the heavens. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِهُمْ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And he will give you increase in wealth, and he will give you increase in children, and he will give you gardens, and he will give you rivers. All of these things, solution is only one, istighfar. Istighfar. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi then said another thing. He said, there are two things in the earth that give a person safety and security from the punishment of Allah. The first has been removed while the second still remains. As for the first, it was the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah would not punish them while you were among them. And that's in Surah Al-Anfal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayah number 33, Allah would not punish them while you were among them. And Hasan Basri rahmatullahi then said, as for the second, it is istighfar. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in, again the same surah, Allah would not punish them as long as they seek forgiveness. So do not ever leave istighfar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anyone continually and continuously asks forgiveness, Allah will appoint for him a way out of every distress, relief from anxiety, and will provide for him from where he never realized. And this is a hadith in Abu Dawud. The reason I thought it's a good thing for us to remind ourselves and to remember this is because we are in these days of Dhul Hijjah coming up to Eid, and these 9 days, as we saw in the earlier Fajr reminders, are the 9 days, the 10 days which are considered to be the best days in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any ibadah that we do and for any good things we do. And therefore, the beginning of all good things is istighfar and tawbah. Now, istighfar, as I mentioned, is to ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to do that? There are several ways. You can say astaghfirullah ilazim, you can say astaghfirullah hi wa tubu ilayhi, you can say the sayyidul istighfar and so on and so on, and inshallah with the fajr reminder we'll send you that. But the key thing of istighfar is not simply saying some Arabic words. It is what is in the heart. Are you really and truly sorry for what you did? So if somebody does not know the Arabic word, if he says I'm sorry, ya Allah, I'm sorry, that's fine. It's not the issue of the Arabic words that must be repeated. There's no mantra, there's no formula. Alhamdulillah, we should know the Arabic, and all of us of course know this, but I'm saying those who may not know, that is not important. The important thing is, are you really sorry for whatever you have done in your life? Whether it was to do with your ibadat, whether it was to do with your aqidah, whether it was to do with your amal towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the people, do you really regret what you have been doing? For example, Salatul Fajr, we are supposed to pray in the masjid, we don't come. You say astaghfirullah al-azim, after that next day again you don't come. So now where is the, is there really istighfar? That is joke, that's a joke. You say astaghfirullah, the next day same problem. So the key thing to understand is, as far as istighfar is concerned, is whatever the thing might be, are you really sorry? Now what is the sign of being sorry? That you never repeat that. Otherwise, it makes no sense. You say, I'm sorry, then you're doing it again and again and again and again and again. Then it means you're really not sorry. That's really not important for you. You just said something. Somebody said, say sorry. You said sorry. Then you lose it. So, if you are really sorry, then the sign of that being sorry is that you do not repeat that thing again. By mistake, something happens, a different matter. But deliberately, you must not repeat. That's the sign. Otherwise, where is the question of being sorry? And that doing it like that is tawbah. So now I said, I am sorry, you make apology to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am sorry that I did not pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid, even though this is the hukum of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sign of being sorry is what? That you never again miss Salat of Fajr in the masjid as long as you are alive. This is the sign that you are actually sorry. And that is the tawbah. You turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this applies to everything. And that's why the three conditions of tawbah. One is the istighfar, which is that you apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say you are sorry, you are genuinely sorry in your heart. Second one is that that amal becomes hateful to you. That amal becomes hateful to you. You will not do it, you will not even go near it. And you do the correct thing. So, therefore, that's a turnaround. And third one is that wherever the particular amal, wherever the particular action involved people, then you also make amends to the people. I cannot swallow your property and say sorry to Allah. Doesn't work like that. I have to also regurgitate that property back to you. If I'm not doing that, I cannot say, no, ya Allah, please forgive me and I have taken away your haqq. Doesn't work. Allah will not forgive. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will not forgive until the person forgives. The only thing there is that you did something wrong, unknowingly or knowingly, whatever the case might be, you go and apologize back to that person, you go back to that person and apologize, that person refuses to forgive you. Then inshallah, the sin is not on you because you tried your best. Right? But make sure that you apologize in a way which is apologetic. Don't go and say, maaf kar de yaar, kya laga hai? Nahi karte na, jao. That is not apology. Go and grovel, fall at his feet, lick his shoes, whatever the case might be, where you find the person sees that you are actually sorry. Right? So, don't do the apology as if you are doing a favor to that person. So, three things. Genuinely being sorry, meaning that you change that amal, never do it again. And that's the second one, which is never do it again. And third one is, wherever it involves hukuk of the ibad of the people, then you make sure that you correct it there with that person.
Now you might say, well, you know, to go and say sorry and so on, I feel ashamed and believe me, whatever pain it takes to do it in this world, in the next world, that pain will be million times more. Because there, your amal will go to that person. And third thing I'll tell you, and this happened with me in person, with somebody else, somebody came and apologized for something that they had done. Your respect for that person hugely increases. For me, that was a lesson to me. Seriously, that person coming and apologizing to me was a lesson to me. And I make dua for that person to say, Alhamdulillah, because of this person, I learned the lesson of the power of apology. Sincerely saying, I'm sorry. That's it. And it's not that when the person said, I'm sorry, then, you know, I beat the person over there. Nothing. I had, in that particular case, I had even forgotten what the thing was. But Alhamdulillah, this person came and did that. It was a lesson for me to see the power of this. Of genuinely going and saying sorry. And that hugely increases the respect for that person. SubhanAllah, this person is big enough to do that. It's only people with confidence. It's only people with sincerity. It's only people with genuinely big hearts who can do that. It's not easy to apologize to somebody. To do something, to say something is easy. But to go back and say, look, I'm very sorry, I hurt you, is very difficult. But if you can do that, as I mentioned, after you do that, if the person still does not forgive, that's on their head. It's nothing to do with you. You don't have to go and do that 10 times. You do it once, Alhamdulillah, but do it properly. After that, inshallah, it's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, istighfar is the door to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the door between Jannah and Jahannam. It is the route for success and for good things in this world as well. As we saw, the ayat of Surah An-Nur is mentioning these things in this world. Rain and wealth and children and so on, it's all for this world. Alhamdulillah. And we also have the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla, inshallah. So inshallah we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our tawbah and istighfar. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to do that. And to use these days, we've got another 2 days left. Try to use these days as much as possible to do good deeds and to make tawbah. And we ask Allah to accept this. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.